Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of State, under its Rewards for Justice program, has offered a reward of up to $7 million for information leading to the location of Iran-based al-Qaeda member Mohsin al-Fadli and up to $5 million for information leading to al-Qaeda operative Adel Radi Sakhr al-Wahhabi al-Harbi, also known as Muharib. In addition, the U.S. Department of the Treasury has added al-Harbi to its list of specially designated nationals and further revealed the nefarious relationship between the al-Qaeda terrorist group and the Iranian regime. Al-Fadli is a veteran al-Qaeda operative and was placed on the specially designated nationals list by the U.S. in 2005 for providing financial and material support to al-Qaeda in Iraq. At that time, he was considered an al-Qaeda leader in the Gulf and provided support to Iraq-based fighters for attacks against the U.S. and multinational forces. Al-Fadli began working with al-Qaeda's Iran-based facilitation network in 2009 and was later arrested by Iranian authorities. Released in 2011, he took over as leader of the network from Yassin al-Suri, who, along with five other operatives, was designated by the United States in 2011 for running an al-Qaeda network in Iran. Al-Fadli is believed to have been among the few trusted al-Qaeda leaders who received advanced notification that terrorists would strike the United States on September 11, 2001. Al-Harbi serves as al-Fadli's deputy in Iran, facilitating travel of extremists to Afghanistan or Iraq via Iran on behalf of al-Qaeda, and is believed to have sought funds to support al-Qaeda attacks. The Iran-based network in which he is involved is working to move fighters and money through Turkey to support al-Qaeda-affiliated elements in Syria. Using Iran as a critical transit point, the U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement, the network operates under an agreement between al-Qaeda and the Iranian government. Under the terms of the agreement, al-Qaeda must refrain from conducting any operations within Iranian territory and recruiting operatives in Iran while keeping Iranian authorities informed of their activities. In return, the government of Iran gave the Iran-based al-Qaeda network freedom of operation and uninhibited ability to travel for extremists and their families. Treasury Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence David Cohen said designating al-Fadli and al-Harbi further exposes al-Qaeda's critically important Iran-based funding and facilitation network. We will continue targeting this crucial source of al-Qaeda's funding and support, as well as highlight Iran's ongoing complicity in this network's operation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.